We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the afternoon show on 94 WIP. That is Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin along with Jack Fritz. Sixers, Knicks tonight. Tip-off is 7:30. Well, that's the listed game. Is it an ESPN game? Is that what it is?
I think it's TNT tonight.
Okay, if it's TNT, it'll start right around 7:30. If it's ESPN, it usually starts about
7:45.
Yeah, about 15 minutes later.
You got big game Brian Anderson on the call tonight. And Van Gundy, who, didn't he love Tobias?
Stan Van Gundy loves Tobias.
Boy, Stan Van Gundy.
He loves Tobias.
Oh, that means we're getting a good Toby game tonight then.
Like, goes over the top to say how good Tobias is.
Loves Tobias.
So where did he coach him at? In Orlando?
No. Didn't Stan Van Gundy coach Detroit?
I think he did coach in Detroit.
Yeah, but that was probably after when Tobias. If we had a producer.
You can look it up.
You don't have one.
Yeah, So the big injury tonight, I mentioned injury report. Big injury tonight, obviously, Embiid. He's questionable. It's listed on the report as, you know, knee injury recovery. So it wasn't listed as any new injury. I assume Embiid is a go for tonight. But out of nowhere, earlier this afternoon, questionable with an illness, Tyrese Maxey. Brother, I don't care what the illness is. If it's a stomach thing, strap on a diaper. Take some Pepto, get in the game. I'm sorry, buddy. This is, yes. If it's upper respiratory, DayQuil.
Right.
You know.
You're in New York. They got a lot of stuff up there that can get you. First of all, where'd you eat at? Who told him to go out the hotel to eat, man?
In New York.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Yeah, somebody pack him a PB&J. Do not go at it. What are you doing?
Yeah, you don't go out and eat when you're a damn opposing team.
He's got to play tonight.
He better play tonight.
He's got to play.
I don't know what's up with. I said this earlier, Spike, and I'm pretty sure I pissed off some doctors somewhere around Delaware Valley listening.
Uh-oh.
But grown men just getting sick.
What a take.
I'm just saying, man. I'm tired of it this year. How many times has somebody been sick on this Sixers team all year?
Between this, you have Jalen taking the private jet across the country because he can't sit in the plane.
I forgot about Jalen being sick. My bad.
The whole Phillies got knocked out with the flu down in spring training.
Do you remember when Ike had to do the show from his guest room at his house for a week during the COVID thing?
Well, he was patient zero here.
Yes, but you were on the air. You were on the air.
That's what I'm saying.
You were on the air.
I was on the air, man.
You were on the air. So, big game tonight.
I was dying, too. That was before vaccines and everything.
Well, yeah. We were wondering if Ike was going to make it. So, it's good to see you still here, buddy.
Yep.
But isn't the other part of the injury report? And B's wearing sunglasses?
Oh, so, right. And B, well, I don't know what. A caller earlier said that when he got hit in the eye, it wasn't that big a deal. But he was grabbing at his eye the whole night. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, when you see that video of him laying after he hurt his leg, he's only blinking with one eye.
Does he wear contacts or something?
He does wear contacts.
Ah, there it is.
I wonder if the contact got knocked. I used to wear contacts. Once it got knocked into the back of my eye, and I couldn't find it. I had to roll my eye around and reach in. I wonder
what?
If yeah.
That's contact, man.
Dude, it happened.
Brutal.
You had to roll your eye around?
Yeah, to try to not obviously. You know,
well, I don't know.
Well, who was talking to make her eye roll that much?
Man.
I was listening to Giglio.
Yeah,
made it
difficult. I'm sure.
So big game tonight. You think they win tonight?
Let me tell you this. Not only do I think they win tonight, they better win tonight. In all seriousness. And I felt this after Saturday. I'm going through the rest of the weekend, and I'm saying to myself, all right, game one, you want to steal game one, but at least they didn't fold. They didn't fold. The Knicks earned that game Saturday. They had to win that game Saturday, and I think the Sixers come out of that game with confidence. They have to win tonight. To me, tonight is a must-win game. You can't come back here down 0-2. And I know you can come home and win your two games or what have you, but really what it's saying is you got to beat the Knicks 4 out of the next 5 times. And you're still going to have to win on their court at some point. So I just believe it's a must-win game. They lose tonight, Spike. I'm not going to stop rooting for them or anything, but I think they lose this series. They don't win this game tonight.
So I feel differently about that. I do, obviously, I want them to win tonight. It makes everything a lot easier if they win tonight. I don't think they're cooked if they lose the game tonight. I think there are other teams that they could be facing that if they were down 2-0, that they would be in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. But I just don't, I sort of think that these two teams at this point, every single game is going to be a grind. Every single game, maybe there's one blowout in there, but every single game is going to be close. And it's not optimal to come home to Philadelphia down 2-0, but as easy as the Sixers could lose the two in Madison Square Garden, I think the Sixers can win the two in Wells Fargo Center, and then all of a sudden they're in a different spot. And to be quite honest with you, they win the two in the Wells Fargo Center, then going back to Madison Square Garden, that sort of shifts the pressure
to
over
New York
to New York.
To win that one, sure.
And then maybe close out and say, it's most teams that go down to 0-2 do not win the series. Most teams that go down to 0-2 are significantly worse than the other team that they're playing, though, too. And I don't think the Sixers are worse than the Knicks. I think it is a big win if they get this tonight. But I'm not. I don't think all hope is gone if they don't win this game tonight. I don't put tonight in must-win cat. I put it in would be great if they won. Mm. I put it in, hey, let's get this one, go all out. But I don't put it quite in must-win category tonight.
Yeah, it is for me. I just, and again, I think, obviously, you're right, technically, the series isn't necessarily over with. So I can agree with you there. I just don't believe this team, with the makeup right now, they lose this game up there tonight. Do they believe they can win 4 out of 5 versus the Knicks? Like, when's the last time the Sixers have been down 0-2 in a series?
And have come back and won. A couple years ago? I mean, I don't think they won the series, but they were down 0-2.
Well, that's what I mean, and come back and win. Yeah, they lost that series in 5, right?
Yes, they lost in 6.
In 6, okay.
They did get it tied, I believe.
But was that the series? Or that's when Embiid lost the MVP and he was moping in game 5.
And then the ball didn't get back to Harden?
Yeah, right.
Ball didn't find him.
Right, the ball didn't find him.
Ball didn't find him.
Yeah. And so they go down 0-2. I start to worry about the big fella's confidence and whether or not he believes they can come back and win this series.
If he's who we need him to be, I
agree.
He has to look 0-2 in the face as a challenge. You know,
get the LeBron meme going from Game 6 against the Celtics. You know, when the GOAT did his thing.
That was one of my favorite performances. Do not call him the GOAT, man. Don't call him the GOAT. He's not the GOAT.
LeGOAT.
But that was it. Stop.
LeGOAT.
That was one of the best performances I've ever seen in an NBA game.
Yeah. He's got a few of them, though.
He does.
That was one of them.
That was
one of them. He answered the bell. That was one of them.
Given all that was on the line, I think that particular performance was specifically notable.
Might be his best one. Well, the one in the one in Golden State was
great.
Was pretty good.
Was great.
Pretty damn. That block is overrated. I should have listed that as an overrated moment.
That was a little overrated. Yeah. So, do you think tonight is must win? 215-592-9494. Richard in Lansdowne, you're on WIP.
Mike, how you doing?
Oh, Richard. What's up, Richard?
Hey, I haven't been on in a while. I wanted to wish Ike good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
On what?
And I'm your Jewish brother from another mother.
Ike or Spike?
Spike.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, Spike. Here's what I wanted to find out. Do you know what exactly Embiid's contract is, how much he's making?
Tons of money. As much as you can possibly make. $50 million a year.
Like, does he get an increase after the season's over?
He does.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Okay. It goes up every year.
I mean, he deserves it. Now, talking about the Knicks, I have a feeling that it's not going to go well.
Me too.
What's going on in the background there, Richard? What are you doing right now?
Oh, I'm at the Olive Garden having pasta.
You're at the Olive Garden?
Yeah, listen to a little bit of Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, sounds lovely.
Yeah. Hmm. So are you at a meal with somebody else?
Nah, just by myself.
So you're at the Olive Garden at 4 o'clock in the afternoon by yourself calling IP.
I'm retired, so I can do what I want.
That is a good point, man. You have that endless salad and breadsticks?
I was getting ready to say. How's the breadsticks and salad going?
I finished them already.
Mm. Yep, little minestrone.
I'm on my second order of pasta and chicken.
Oh, order of pasta.
Carbon up. You got a race tomorrow?
Nah, I don't got a race. Okay. I ordered a motorcycle, though.
This is the greatest call I've ever heard.
Is that a drink or something? Or did you order
a real motorcycle?
A real motorcycle?
A real motorcycle. Oh. It's coming. In 4 months, I'll have it. It's coming from Nebraska.
Aren't you like 6'4", 300 pounds?
No, I'm about 250.
Okay. Oh. You slimming down for the motorcycle?
Hey, do you have any single sisters that might want to date a 63-year-old?
Wait, I almost got a 10-incher. I do not. I do not.
What is going on here?
Especially not sisters, but I do have single friends, though. I have maybe one or two single friends, not really my friends, probably my wife's friends.
I meant this question to go to the fight.
Oh, okay.
Do I? No. Yeah. No, I do
not. Well, can you just describe yourself? Maybe someone will call in.
Yeah.
Spike, I spoke to your dad several times on Saturday. He's a great person.
You spoke to him several times on Saturday?
Yeah, on his talk show.
Okay. Well, you know, if a lovely lady is thinking to themselves, you know what I'd like? A guy with a motorcycle who will treat me to an incredibly early dinner or late lunch at the OG. Richard's your guy. We'll take those calls. And Jack, you have Richard's number, right?
Yeah.
We'll connect you guys. Yep. We'll connect you guys.
Summer of John, Summer of Richie.
That is...
Or Summer of Richard.
Outstanding. Just him sitting at a table in the Olive Garden, hammering down a couple of plates of pasta, calling WIP. Asking Ike if he's got any sisters.
Got any sisters. Yeah. Sounds like the guy from Men in Black.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
My man, Ike.
What's up?
My big man, Ike. My brother, Jack, what's up?
What up, C?
Hey, I'm headed down to the, Red American Ballpark to watch them boys play tonight, your hometown.
Oh, who they playing tonight? Who they got?
The Phillies.
They play the Reds. Where you from? Come on, man.
Ooh, boy. That's pretty good.
Hey, nah, man. I'm going down to see him play tonight. Hey, look, Brandon Marsh. I got to talk about these Phillies over the weekend, man. I know it was just the White Sox. I know people ain't going to – they're like, oh, it's just the White Sox or whatever. Hey, man, the Phillies showed out this weekend. Give them a round of applause the way they're playing. Brandon Marsh still might be the greatest acquisition as a young player that we acquired, and I can't tell you when, congrats the way he's playing. Trey Turner finally turned it around. Spike, before you came on the show, before you started last week as a full-time, happy to have you. Welcome to the show. I didn't call that much last week. But, we were panicking about the Phillies the way we playing. They ain't panicking no more. Them boys looking good.
Mm-hmm. Well, Corey, I got here, and all of a sudden the Phillies win six straight. Do you see any
good luck, baby.
Correlation there.
Yep, that's right. Hey, got to get y'all sixes to get a W tonight. Maxie, you better play. You ain't sick, dog. When it comes to basketball playoff time, if you want to be looked at as great, if you want to be looked at as the guy, you want to be looked at as that next AI. AI played through bone bruises and all that. Hey, we need you, Maxie, to step on the floor and do your thing tonight. Like y'all was talking about earlier in the show, Maxie can give you what Brunson can give you. You just need Embiid to be Embiid. You're going to get the W.
Yep.
Yet, I agree. Thank you for the call, Corey. I agree. Maxie's got, I don't know what he's got going on, but boy, for him to not play tonight.
Yeah, yeah, it has to be something he ate.
Yeah.
What else? I mean, he's only been there for 2 days.
Well, I've heard there's a nasty stomach virus going on.
Yeah, up there. New York, it's all types of viruses up there.
Hellhole. Who would spend time up there? Andy at Deptford, you're on WIP.
Fellas, what's the deal? How we doing?
What's going on?
What up, Andy?
Yo, man, loving the new show. You guys got good chemistry. It's only going to get better over time. But I'm still trying to figure out what the hell Richard was talking about. See?
Man. Well, if you'd like to find out, just stop by your local Olive Garden.
I'm good on that. Okay. I can see him, though. You know, he's a soup and salad with the whatever beer is cheap on draft. I would say the Miller Lite special of the day. He's sipping that all day long. But, yo, you guys seen The Bronx Tale, right?
Yeah.
I have not.
You haven't seen that? All right, so I'll give you an example from the movie, then I have another example you can relate to. Right? All right. So remember the scene in the movie when they're shooting dice in the basement and Bush tries to get his money involved with Sonny's money and they put him in the bathroom?
Yep.
Remember that scene?
Yep.
That's kind of like what when Spike came through, you know, you put Fritz in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? kind of like when whatchamacallit came through and Chip came through and you put Howie in the locker.
Put Howie in the locker. Yeah.
No, that's not the same.
That we did, Jack.
The exact same thing.
Jack's in charge of equipment now.
He got the five spot back, so you know he can hold on to that. Mm-hmm. But before I get to the Sixers, yo, Ike, man, you falling on a lot of swords lately, man. You got Let the Bronco Buck fan club. You fell on that one, and now you got Tobias Harris Support Club. I think you got to fall on that one, too.
Yeah, be over with in a couple weeks, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Talk about stealing money, man.
Or over with in a month. Let's hope it's over with in a month.
Yeah, let's give us a few weeks.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal with Embiid, and I want to get on them dope New York fans if I can at the end. Here's the deal with Embiid. You know, people trying to get on the man, like, because he made an acrobatic dunk. Like, come on, man. Y'all got to chill. Like, we'd be nowhere in this situation without Embiid. Great player. You know, maybe, you know what? Maybe he's just injury prone. Like, that's happened in the past. You had Grant Hill, Yao Ming, Andrew Luck. Remember Arian Foster, the running back? Guys are great athletes that just seem to get hurt a lot. I mean, you know. It's no excuse for him. It's just maybe it's his genetics, or I don't know.
I think part of it is something he can't control, and part of it is something that he can. I think the fair thing to say about Joel is that he has probably not taken his fitness as seriously as you need to, especially given his body type, mm-hmm. where he is in his life at 30 years old, all those sorts of things. I think it's fair to say that. Every year you wait for him to show up in sort of 10 out of 10 shape, and every year it seems like he's not, you don't look at him and say he's fat, none of those things, but
right.
I don't think he's gone into the point in his career that players do a lot right around when they turn 30, where, you know, it happened with Kyle Lowry, I think it happened with DeRozan, where players all of a sudden realize that they have to take their body a different kind of serious as they get older, and I don't think Embiid has done that, but there is some bad luck there, right? You're the two broken feet and the back, and then the his face getting broken by Markel Fultz's shoulder and all this. I think he has had some bad luck, but I think he could have probably had a more active hand in making sure he didn't have as much bad luck as he had.
You know, it is too, Spike, like you said, 30. I think it started a lot earlier than that. Like, I think it started maybe even when he was at Kansas or, you know, early in his tenure here because, you know, he never really, maybe he never had that structure. He never grew up in that, you know, taking care of your body, fitness, everything like that. I mean, we know he was sucking down them Shirley Temples. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, now, as far as these clown New York fans, I mean, like, we get such bad reps here in Philly. You know, everybody wants to get on us with damn Santa Claus with snowballs. Like, these fans, though, man, like, what clowns? Talking about they won game in their chin. We want Boston. And what did they do to the Garden? Didn't their media people put up something on the board or something that they want Boston or something? Did you guys hear anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they were pretty much chanting. They want Boston. They clearly overreacted to one win. Did they think it was the NFL or something?
Well, that now, honestly, the Sixers have to make that look dumb.
Right.
And the Sixers have an opportunity to make those fans look ridiculous, because as silly as what the fans were doing looks, if the Knicks win the series in four or five games, then we are the idiots, not them.
Yeah, we're the idiots, yes.
We're the idiots, not them. So they have an opportunity.
That's true.
Those video clips will look 100 times more ridiculous if the Sixers win this series. 100 times more ridiculous. They have to do it. Is tonight a must win? Ike says yes. I say no. It would be nice to win. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a legend retires. And finally, the long talked about Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings are debuting this week. We will talk about both of those things next on the new afternoon show on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the afternoon show on 94 WIP. Ike Reese is sitting right next to me. I'm Spike Eskin. Jack Fritz over there. In a moment, we will tell you all about Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, which are going to happen every single week here on the WIP afternoon show. We've been teasing them for a while, but they're finally going to happen this week. Before that, a big announcement this weekend, as WIP legend Glenn Macnow has announced he is retiring, stepping down, wants to do some other things. And his last show will be July 19th. Is that the correct day? Do I have that right, Jack? Is it 19th?
13th.
July 13th. Mm-hmm. July 13th. So Glenn, I mean, it's crazy. I remember listening to Mac and Mac before my dad. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the, like, that was, it was, that my dad's show was never my favorite show. It was Mac and Mac for a while. I remember, by the way, them doing the show from the McDonald's in, I think it was in Jersey somewhere. Mm-hmm. And
seems like there were a lot of McDonald's.
Oh, back in those days, yeah.
Yeah, there were. There were. Absolutely.
It probably was the one over in Williamstown.
Might have been.
Yeah, because I've done that show over there a couple times.
Oh, the McDonald's show?
Yeah, yeah.
Literally
in a McDonald's. I'm letting Jack know. Yes. Like literally in the lobby of a McDonald's.
Yeah, Glenn and Jody did the show from literally from a McDonald's. I think one great thing about WIP over the last several years has been, to me, the evolution to what WIP is today. But we have done a very good job of holding on to the heritage of WIP with Angela, with Glenn, with Ray, my dad as well. So while I am excited for Glenn to, you know, spend time doing whatever he wants to do, whether it's grandkids, regular kids, you know, travel, all those sorts of things.
Talking about getting into acting.
Acting, which I've seen him act. I mm-hmm. went to one of his plays in, was it Ardmore? Havertown? I think the place was in Havertown. All of those things that he's going to get to do. It is a bit of a bummer for me to when I see the WIP guys. I was happy for Angelo when he made the decision, but then Angelo leaving, I was like, no more Angelo. Yeah. And it's the same thing with Glenn, given so much to the radio station, so much to Philly. To me, it's a little bittersweet to see somebody like Glenn retire.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I was fortunate enough, I got a chance to call in Saturday right before they went off the air and congratulating on the air. And I know we'll talk periodically before he's out of here July 13th. We're going to work together this Thursday as he and I have done for what, the last 15 years?
The draft show, you
mean?
Yeah,
doing the NFL draft show. So I've gotten a chance to work with Glenn in several different capacities on the show And you're right. When you talk about the lifeline, the bloodline of this station, that is the reason why we're here today, being able to do what we do, it's those people that this station was built off of their back, and they carried it through those tough times when there weren't very many titles. They found ways to relate to this fan base. And for me, for somebody who wasn't born and raised, and I know Glenn isn't either, he came here, but he was already here when I got drafted here. He's one of the guys that I heard on the radio when I first started listening to sports talk radio. Glenn was literally ripping me on the air.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Totally deserved it. We're playing the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's the opening kickoff. And Ray Bob had gotten us so hyped, Ray Rhodes,
yep,
in the locker room prior to the game with one of his infamous speeches.
Is that the Cowboys one with the sisters? And
he probably had all that in there. Yeah, all I know is stuff you can't repeat on the air.
Yep.
Right? So I'm ready to run through a brick wall, literally. First kickoff, I'm ready to go down there and kill something. It's a touchback. So you don't get to hit anybody. And I run in Tamarick Vanover's face and call him all sorts of names and tell him, that's right, you better. That's what you did. You did right by getting a touchback. And then we got, next thing you know, the ref threw a flag, 15-yard penalty. To start the game.
You deserved it.
The opening kickoff.
You deserved it.
Oh, dude, I could have been cut three times that year. I could have been cut three times that year, man. So, yeah, that was my first foray into hearing Glenn Mack now.
Glenn got mad at me two specific times that I remember. I'm sure more than the two times. The first time was when he was doing the food hunt for years.
Sure.
And he had the
finals with him, yeah.
He had the finals for the cheeseburger one. And Rhea had to leave early, so I was on the dais. I was a judge for the cheeseburger thing. And he asked what the best cheese for a cheeseburger is. And I says, obviously American. And he got so mad at me.
But it's the correct answer.
Yeah, I think it's easily
the correct answer.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's Americans over cheddar. He got really mad. And the second time he got mad at me was when we moved to this new office and we're right down the hall from corporate. So we all have to behave ourselves in a different way here than when we were in that hole at 400 Market.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And one of my things was, hey, no shorts. And he wrote back, he was like, well, that doesn't count for the weekend, does it? And I was like, you're in the building, aren't you? That, yes, it counts for the weekend. Unhappy, probably wore shorts every Saturday, honestly. Probably didn't listen to a word I said, but clearly unhappy with me, but a legend. So I asked
you. I was also unhappy with that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure y'all broke that. I'm sure that rule's been broken a bazillion times.
No, I still abide by it.
Oh, okay.
You're Ike.
Yeah.
I'm just some lowly producer. You know what I mean?
So, Jack, who do you think? Obviously, we've had. What is that?
No, not that. It's not that I'm
what
listening.
Is Angelo retires?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Glenn retires.
Ray.
Ray retires. Mm. Sorta. Well,
it's
okay.
True. It is true.
Yeah, he retired. And then he was like, I respect anybody who changes their mind. He was like, maybe I want to be on the radio.
Like Jordan.
It's whatever.
Jordan retired and came back.
Yeah, 99%.
Yeah.
Who's next? Who is the next one to retire?
It's a good question. We got a lot of younger, blood here. Howard's never retiring.
Like, no.
I think he should be, frankly, not even count for this.
No,
he's
there's
never
zero chance he will retire.
I mean, I guess Hugh. I mean, he's the oldest of any of the
weekday hosts.
The weekday hosts.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
I'm trying to think.
And who else is retiring?
Merrill ain't retiring.
No.
Mike ain't retiring.
Well, Howard.
He ain't retiring.
No, we've been over that. It's not possible.
He ain't retiring.
L.A.?
Does he count?
L.A. might.
Not allowed, though. I'm on the camp.
No, like, I would be totally bummed out if L.A. retired. I'm thinking.
Are we going, 10, 15 years from now?
I think we're going to get a shocker one day, and we're going to see a text that Joe G has decided to hang him up.
Just say he's done.
Giglio. He's done all he can. He defended Gabe Kapler. He was right about Doug Peterson. He said Trey Turner should get traded a month into it. He's done everything.
Well,
he's completely wrong about Trey Turner.
He's completely wrong.
But still has done everything.
I guess we'll have to ask Rod. I mean, Rod's the legend killer. I mean, who killed more legends as a program director? You in New York or Rod here?
Well, I only had, you know, Summers, Steve Summers is still on the radio station. And then John Sterling retired after I was leaving. So I only get credit for Summers. There's nobody else.
Oh, was it anyone else?
No.
Okay. Maybe I was wrong.
No, stop it.
Carton left on his own.
Carton left on his own. Mm. That's his problem, not mine. Mm. Big Sixers game tonight. Before we get to that, 215-592-9494, Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yeah.
We're going to debut the power rankings Wednesday at 4:30. So if you're listening now, if you tune in Wednesday at this exact same time, we will be giving the first power rankings for Eagles Insider of the Year. We will award, I believe we award the Eagles Insider of the Year trophy end of the regular season. Does that sound right to everybody?
Before the postseason?
Yeah, before the... Ooh. You think we got to let it go
so
through
here,
the
postseason? Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah?
Insider of the Year, right? We do it from you know, a year from now, whatever. I think start a training camp, like early August. So they have a lot. We got the draft, we got free agency, we got the year. I mean, it's a long running bit.
But we're already, I think you have to take what's happening.
What's
so
already
far.
Happened. Okay.
Yeah, because you need the draft.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll debut power rankings on Wednesday at 4:30.
Yes.
So far, the people who we believe will be in the power rankings, and you can let us know if you think somebody else should be. But Howard Eskin will be in the power rankings. D. Gunn, Elliot Shore Parks, Jeff McClain, and who am I forgetting?
John Clark.
John Clark, of course. Any favorites that you bet on? Obviously not Jeff McClain.
Well, I'm always a Clarks, man.
Oh, I'm ESP all day.
There's no insider there, okay? There's the
ESP?
Wow! There's no insider.
No, you're wrong.
I mean, there's educated guesses.
He's inside on some
things. That's kind of what an insider is nowadays.
Yeah.
He's getting informed opinions.
I'm going to go ahead and say I think the two favorites are D. Gunn and Howard.
Ah.
I think they are betting favorites. I think they are both the favorites, and I think everybody else is the field.
Sure.
Except for McClain, who has no chance, so I will not allow him to win.
I'm an oddsman, so I'll take Elliot. He has longer odds. I'll take Elliot.
You're an oddsman.
I'm a Clarksman. Alex's an oddsman.
We should release odds and power ranking?
For sure.
Okay, yeah, so we'll release odds on Wednesday as well. We'll get back to your calls on the Sixers in a second, 215-592-9494. But a bigger question, if you've ever wanted to know where to get a dishwasher, a washing machine, any sort of appliance, obviously you would go
a toaster
to Jack Fritz, who would tell you, Jack, where would I go?
We go to National Appliance Warehouse
there
in Jackson, Wilmington.
You're an appliance man.
I might actually have to be on this because Jill sent me a video. It seems like our washing machine's a disaster right now.
Oh, so really?
Might be in the market. And you know where I'm going to go? I'm going to go to National Appliance Warehouse in tax-free Wilmington. You can always get the lowest price only because, obviously, tax-free Wilmington. But Price Assure is a piece of technology that if you haven't heard me talk about before, you got to hear me talk about it, and you got to check it out for yourself. Price Assure instantly updates the tags for you. In the store, you're there. Price Assure finds a lower price elsewhere. Bang, instantly updates the tag, and it will get you the lowest price possible, but not just the lowest prices. Excellent first-class customer service. That's what they pride themselves on. First-class customer service and the lowest price possible on all the high-end appliances out there. There's over 100 brands in their 15,000-square-foot showroom. Get down to National Appliance Warehouse today. Right now, you can save an extra 35% on GE appliances, GE Cafe, GE Profile, and Monogram. Click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in Tax-Free Wilmington and tell them Jack Fritz sent you.
215-592-9494. Jack in New York, you're on WIP.
What's going on?
You tell me.
Sixers.
Okay.
I got to say, so, of course, I love the coach. I think he's great. I do think he's got shell shock from Embiid being out so long because a couple of things. I think, first of all, Embiid in the first quarter was unstoppable. But you're up by 10. Sit him. He needs the rest. That's what the coach does. I know he doesn't like to come out. Sit him. You don't need to play him the whole quarter. We need him in the fourth. Not in the first. That's first of all. Second of all, I think the rotation, you got to have Buddy Hield, you got to have him in there with Maxey and Embiid. Those two people draw double teams. The whole point of having a three-point shooter
is, you know, when you get draw the double teams, you kick to these guys.
He won't shoot. But, Jack, he won't shoot. No, but, I've never seen anything like it.
But you're not setting him up.
Like, no.
He's really never in there with Maxey and Embiid at the same time. You're setting him up to have to dribble. He's coming in off the bench without Embiid and without Maxey in the game.
I'm telling you.
The same with Batum.
I've got to say, I've been through Embiid's entire career, and two specific players who were just known for their shooting had the best years of their career playing with Embiid, and that is Seth Curry and J.J. Redick. If you are a shooter who cannot have... Maxey has become a way better shooter with Embiid on the floor. Batum is a much better shooter with Embiid on the floor. For some reason, Buddy Hield, I've been watching it for weeks, he just won't shoot. He's wide open, won't shoot. He will pump fake a wide open three and dribble. You're saying you don't want him to dribble. I don't think they want him to dribble either. He won't shoot. He's scared. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happens in Philadelphia. Players get here who could shoot for their entire career, and all of a sudden they get to Philadelphia and they can't shoot anymore. But I would have loved to have Buddy Hield on the court all the time with Embiid. He won't shoot the ball.
Nope. With Maxey and Embiid, they never do that. They take Maxey off, and these are the two people that are getting double teamed for the wide open threes. Also, same with Batum. He's working really hard, so he's not like, you know, he's not as good on his threes. I mean, he saved us the other night. But you just, you know, you need to leave him just open for the threes. And also, why do you play Embiid the first quarter, the full first quarter?
Because that's
why
what
do you not rest him when you're up by 10?
Because
you got to be a coach.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Jack. You can't just, first of all, that is Embiid's, that's been Embiid's when he comes off the court for
his minutes rotation.
Yeah, for his 2 years. He plays the entire first quarter, then he comes out for the beginning of the second quarter, he comes back with 5-6 minutes left, and then he does the third and the fourth. He's always done it. It's what he likes to do. I don't think you can just say the Sixers are up, so let's take Embiid out. I just don't think that's how it works. I don't think you can wait till they're up, take him out, then watch the lead dissipate, and then put Embiid back in. I think the only thing that I would probably criticize Nurse for is he went to take Embiid out with a couple of minutes left in the third quarter, and Embiid waved him off. And he's done that a few times since he's been back, is that Nurse sends Reed in for him and Embiid waves him off. I wish he hadn't have done that. I wish he had bought him those couple of minutes. But when you think about where they lost that game, it was the end of the first half when Embiid got hurt. Yep. They went on a 9 or 11-0 run right afterwards. So,
and we all know he's a smart man. He knows this too. So part of it is he wants to be out there because he wants to give the team the best chance to win. You know, every time he goes to the bench, the lead or whatever lead they had, or even if they were within 2 or 3 points, New York extends the lead. So he's basically saying, no, I need to be out here. And it's one thing if he's out there forcing shots, turning the ball over, but I think part of him is saying, I need to be out here. My presence needs to be on the court. Maxey can take over. This guy can shoot, this and that and the other, but I need to be out here.
His simple existence on both sides of the court, both on offense and defense, changes how the other team plays.
Yep.
Him just standing in the lane. There was a moment in the fourth quarter where Josh Hart was in the lane with the ball. He looked and saw that Embiid was there. He dribbled it right out of the lane, and they started the offense again. So him just standing there on defense and on offense as well, the threat of him provides so much gravity that even if he's exhausted, even if he can barely move, him being out there is better than him not being out there.
And Brunson, who we give a lot of credit to, being crafty, knowing how to get in the mid-range, into the lane, and work, he's 8 for 26. And, you know, he didn't have an efficient night either.
Right.
He took a lot of shots to get his points, and he missed a lot of shots. And a lot of that is who's down there in the paint. Brunson can't patrol the paint like he normally does.
Would you say that the Knicks played their B game on Saturday?
Yeah, they didn't play. That was not their best game.
It was not.
And what did what did the Sixers play? Was it like a B Sixers game?
I think so.
Yeah.
If you're asking me if both teams play their A game,
they
who
did
wins?
Not.
No, I'm saying Sixers win.
If the Sixers play their A game, they win.
Yeah.
They win. They just have more. Again, Knicks, I people said I haven't disrespected the Knicks at all. I think the Knicks are a tough out, a good team. Mm-hmm. Both team at their best, they shouldn't be better than the Sixers.
Got it. Yep.
They shouldn't be better than the Sixers. So and I think a lot of why New York struggled offensively, I thought Nurse's game plan was really good. He rotated guys on Brunson. He helped off of and he basically said, I will dare Josh Hart to beat me on three-pointers. He hasn't wanted to shoot threes all year. He's not a great three-point shooter. If you have to live or die on Josh Hart threes, I'll take it. And a couple of those threes were end of the shot clock.
On that one, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just like...
He threw that up there.
Yeah, I don't...
One guy hurt us, 21. No, not 21, two.
McBride?
Deuce McBride.
Yeah. He had 21 points.
Yeah, and his threes were not open. He was hitting threes totally draped. So if you're going to get beat, but you could look at the game a number of ways. You could say on one side, two ways. You could say on one side, the Sixers have a good plan for Brunson. All they need to do is get some more contributions from role players, blah, 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 blah. Then you could look at the other side and say the Knicks got a bad game from Jalen Brunson and still
won.
So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. You know, and I don't think – I think they're both right. You know, I think both things are right. We'll see what they do. Yoshi in Brewerytown, you're on WIP.
What's up, my man Spike? Big A, Jackie, baby. Happy Monday.
What up, Yosh?
What's up, fellas? Spike, we are not giving participation trophies this year, brother. Like, I understand where you're at, but no. If we beat the Knicks and then lose, no. I still won't feel good. I'm with Ike. Once Joel came back, I was like, all right, I'm back on the boat. Only thing I left Ike on is Tobias. I'm not playing with him no more. What's the name? Like, just not playing with him no more. What's the name? The game plan was good on Brunson. They beat us, what's the name, with them bench points, man. I mean, daggone, McBride came in just lighting it up. And you got to get that kid, Mitchell Robinson, in foul trouble. He the only dude that felt like he could do something with Embiid. I mean, he was feeling his stuff. Got to get him in foul trouble, what's name? He was kind of like, you know, flustering Embiid a little bit. Embiid wanted to take him and lose the ball a couple of times. Like, this team, man, what's name? 7 points from our bench, they just don't cut it. It got to continue to be a player like Lowry or Batum step up every game. Got to get more from the bench. I mean, maybe put I would start Paul Reed over there going Tobias for the rebounding effect because Tobias ain't doing nothing. Every time he shoot the daggone ball, I think about the dude, what's his name, from daggone, Along Came Polly, when they was out at the park.
Make it rain.
What was his name? Something smart. What's his name? You know.
Yeah, every time he I know you're talking about.
Like Jack said, that one three, the game before last, was he came down, he just shot that brick. It was so hard. Like it was somebody's face on the backboard that he wanted to hit.
You know,
I don't know what's wrong with that boy. Like, just get him out. You're making his light-skinned brothers look bad. I just can't take it no more looking at Tobias.
Yoshi, we were just talking about Glenn retiring. When Ike retires, he's going to have to have his Mount Rushmores of players that he hitched his wagon to. That was a mistake. Thank you for the call, Yoshi. Obviously, Tobias, Carson.
Evan Turner.
We're going to have to. That sounds like a July topic.
Evan Turner.
Some point in July, we'll definitely go over all that stuff.
Top 10 worst players to hit your wagon to.
You are loyal. I will give you that.
I'm a foxhole guy, right?
You are a foxhole guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The WIP Twitter question of the day brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you consider this Sixer season a success if they beat the Knicks in the series? 69% say no, 31% say yes. Coming up next, we have everybody's favorite segment next to the Jackie Baseball Report on the WIP Afternoon Show. That is the 5 at 5. What is the topic? Have no idea. You'll find out along with me. That is next in the Afternoon Show on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.